good to see you here. I appreciate the good day the Lord has given us. Hope you've come looking for some preaching, because I ain't playing around with it tonight. Romans chapter number 8. Been talking about, do you have the Holy Ghost? You know, a lot of Baptists are scared of the Holy Ghost. But I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have Him in you tonight, you've never been saved. By God's amazing grace. Romans 8 is a great chapter. Look in to see, does God really live in me by the person of the Holy Ghost? Now, thank God for the Father. I'm glad that He planned our salvation. I'm glad that He predetermined that He would have a church. And then I'm glad that God the Father planned it, but I'm glad that God the Son provided for it. I'm glad He died for all men. Paid a ransom for all. And I'm glad, Brother Gerald, God the Holy Ghost comes and bestows it upon men. I'm glad He brings us that salvation. Boy, we sure do need Him tonight. Matter of fact, He's probably the most mistreated person in the Baptist church tonight. And that is the person of the Holy Ghost. A lot of times we grieve Him, quench Him, we don't welcome Him, but I'm going to tell you, without Him, I'd rather go to a hog calling tonight. You hear me? Without Him, I'd rather be at the house tonight. Boy, we need the Lord. I felt Him a little bit when He was up here on the stage a while ago. I feel Him a little bit. Right. Somebody said salvation ain't fit. Well, if you get what I got, it'll go to telling on you for a lot. Thank God I got something in my field. Praise God, I got bumps on my heart to bite right now. I'm glad religion ain't done all this for me. Thank God I'm glad He's still redeeming old sinners. Oh, we need the Holy Ghost in our church. Reason a lot of boys don't want the Holy Ghost in their church, it messes their little plans up. Amen. And I tell you what, the Holy Ghost getting out of this right, He'll mess your hair up. Somebody say amen right there. He'll mess your makeup up. Amen. He'll mess your suit up. We need the Holy Ghost in our presence. And He says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them. I like what He said, which are in Christ Jesus. Baptist is not going to get you saved. But Christ will get you that. No condemnation now. You might as well be seated. I don't want to tire you. I'm going to run rabbits a while. Now, no condemnation. Watch this to them which are in Christ Jesus. I'm in Christ. I'm glad in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, He baptized me in the family. Can I get a witness? Thank God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's not in speaking in tongues. It's not falling in the floor. He's simply the day that I believed in Him. He baptized me in the family of God. He put me in Christ. Thank God I'm in Him. I may not even get past this one part. I'm glad I've been put in Christ tonight. Oh, I'm in Christ. Now when He sees me, there's no condemnation because I've been placed in His Son. No, we see that no longer are we condemned. Can I tell you, every sinner is condemned without God. Without the Lord Jesus, every sinner will die and go to hell in their sins. But I'm glad through Christ there is hope tonight to be put in His Son by His good grace through faith this evening. Now, He says, thank God I can say that. He said, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And I want to insert something right there. And religion. I'm glad the Spirit's made me free. Hey, aren't you glad you can get loose in the Holy Ghost? Aren't you glad you can wave toward heaven in the Holy Ghost? It's okay to wave your hands being a Baptist in the Holy Ghost. Can I tell you, honey, Baptists were shouting for anything ever come along down the pike. He said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world.
Praise God, I got somebody to shout to, and I got something to shout. It ain't about kicking a football down the gymnasium. It ain't about shooting a ball through a hoop. It ain't about hitting it out of the park. It's about the blessed Son of God that took my sin on Him and put me in Christ tonight. And therefore, I got something to shout. And you Molly Grub Baptist sat there like a calf at a new gate, blowed up like a bullfrog. Thank God, I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Hallelujah. Saved tonight. Both feet in, saved by the grace of God. I wouldn't let that excite me too much if I was you. I mean, we just going to heaven. And so tonight we find out that we are free by the Spirit of God. We've been made free, the Spirit of life in Christ. Matter of fact, He brings life. Any church is dead, they ain't got the Holy Ghost. Spirit brings life. Amen. That's what some of y'all need is life. Some of y'all sitting there look like you've died. I wish the Holy Ghost come by and bump you in the ribs sometime and say, hey, He's talking about you. Hey, He's telling you you can shout by God's grace and His goodness tonight. The Spirit brings life. It don't bring death. The law brings death. You say, well, I'm going to live by the law. I bet you are miserable to live with. Thank God the Spirit brings life. Boy, I can tell you what, when it gets dead, I can tell you why there's no Holy Ghost around. Boy, we need Him to bring life. Amen. We need Him to bring the Lord. He said He would exalt God's Son. Boy, we need Him to bring love. Amen. Some of you look real unlovable tonight. Amen. Boy, we need the Holy Ghost to love on us and squeeze on us and come in on us. He brings life. Now that's why the charismatic churches is getting all of our Baptist young'uns, because our Baptist churches is dying. Hey, let me go on record. It's fun being a Christian tonight. It's all right to let your hair down. Some of these old stiff bridled Baptists, amen, you undo your tie, you done gone way out there. If you get out of the pulpit, you've gone way out there. I remember one lady in the Bible, honey, she wiped the feet of Jesus with her hair. Hey, hey, and worshiped Him. She let her hair down. It do you good to let your hair down at church every now and then. Y'all, wouldn't it be good if you could leave here tonight and say, now what did I do? I got up and testified and embarrassed myself. What in the world did I do? I love it when the Holy Ghost comes in and people go to forgetting about who's visiting, forget about who you are, forget about your job title, and just realize you are a child of God. Hallelujah. I'm glad that He brings life tonight. And then the Bible says this, for what the law could not do in that it was weak in the flesh. And through the God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For they, watch this, that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Boy, that's what we need. We need a spiritual mind. Hey, hey, Christian, there's more to it than all of this. Quit looking at our problems and quit looking at people and quit looking at circumstance. Let this mind be in you, which was also in the Lord Jesus Christ, took upon Him the form of a servant and became obedient and fashioned Himself as a man. I'm telling you tonight, thank God, honey, I'm glad we have a mind in our difficulty. My, He says this. He said that they that are after the flesh, they mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, I don't know about y'all, but I'm after the things of the Spirit. I want to know what the Holy Ghost thinks about a church. I don't care what you think about the church. All I want to know is, what's the Holy Ghost think about our church? I want to know He's welcomed in our church. I want to know that He's exalting God's Son in our church. That's all that's important. They that are after the Spirit, go after the things of the Spirit. Some of y'all come because you're hog-tied and had to come. Thank God, honey, I come hunting me a blessing tonight. I mean, I'm glad He's in the blessing bit. Those that are after the Spirit, they go after the Spirit. So, the Bible says we have a new dominion. We're in Christ. We have a new deliverance. We've been made free from sin. Then we have a new desire. We ought to be going after the Spirit. Let me tell you, if you don't like spiritual things, you better check up and see, does the Holy Ghost live in you? Do you like country songs better than spiritual songs? You better check up. Hey, it ain't your tractor. It's sexy tonight. Amen. I said, amen. Spiritual song, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Lord, some of y'all's tired, run off the road if you plugged in the cathedrals. All it knows about Tim McGraw singing about them poor old crying songs. Johnny Cash, I don't know how in the world he ever made enough to buy a black suit. Somebody say amen right there. And Lord Willie Nelson, he'd make a freight train take a dirt road. Somebody say amen right there. Lord goodness. But honey, I'm telling you tonight, they that are after the Spirit, oh, they have a new desire. I'm glad the day God saved me. He put something in me that put a new desire in my heart. I had no desire to come to church. Church was the most boringest place I'd ever been in all my life. Maybe it's because the church I was raised in was dead, Brother Gerald. I tell you what, honey, one thing you say about Liberty Baptist, you may not like the preacher and you may not like the church, one thing you say about this group of people, I tell you one thing when I leave, we've been to church. Amen. And that's the way it ought to be, amen. Turn me up there. Gas has done got way too high to be playing church. I mean, while we're here, we might as well make the best of it. Let's have church. Some of y'all kill me. You go to Florida to eat chicken. You ought to go to Florida to eat seafood. Somebody say amen right there. I don't know why some of y'all come to church. It looks like the Holy Ghost just scares you slam to death. And I'm going to tell you, I come to church to get in on spiritual faith. Hey, I don't want to draw my team up. I don't want a little old puppet. I don't want a jack in the box. I want a preacher preaching under the anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost and give me something for my life tonight. We don't need entertainment in our church. We got the Holy Ghost. A lot of boys trying to get drama in their church. I'm trying to keep it out of ours. Some of you drama queens love drama. Yeah, man! Some of you boys love drama. Some of y'all love gossip. Lord, I love to come to the house of God and be blessed. Hallelujah. It's nobody like the Holy Ghost. We need the God of glory to blow in our church and help us in these last days. Hallelujah. They going after the Spirit. I'm after the Spirit. I'm after Him, honey. I'm not in building buildings. I'm in the building ministry. ministries and helping people and giving sinners the gospel. Thank God. Hallelujah. Those that are after the Spirit, go after the Spirit. Some of y'all are real spiritual on Sunday and you act like the devil on Monday. That ain't matching up with this book. Preacher comes to your house and you go to hiding everything. Reason I don't go every place, I don't feel welcome every place. Lord, no, there's the preacher pulled up. Hide the cigarettes. Hide them videos out there on the coffee table. Lord, don't let him go to the refrigerator and get him a cold drink. Yeah, man. You bunch of little temperamental whiny Baptists. Little temperamental folk. You little feelings on your shoulders. I got offended. We had some caps out there, said Liberty Baptist Church in the foyer, charged $6 a piece. We ought to get some printed, said, I got offended at Liberty Baptist Church. This shirt was free. And I left with all the rest of the whiny babies. Amen. Hallelujah. I left with rest of the drama club. Praise God, we ought to mail them t-shirt. I left with, boy, I'm on something right there. I mean, we ought to mail them something. Hey, we left with the rest of that crowd. That crowd don't like to go after the Spirit. Because I wouldn't get you up here and sing happy birthday to you. Wouldn't have the meanest mama and the whiniest daddy. Lord, I'd get that. I'd be in a big race for the whiniest daddy. Some days I'd win meanest daddy. But I do try to be a daddy. Some of you boys ought to strike out trying it or get your sign down. Quit letting mama run your house. Man, it's just coming up everywhere tonight. Oh, I know you wear the pants if she lays them out. Goes after the Spirit. I like this, and He made us free to go after the Spirit. Aren't you glad we're free to go after the Spirit? Can I tell you, don't matter how bad Washington gets, they cannot make us quit operating here by the Spirit. We're always talking about what Washington's doing. Listen, Washington ain't doing it. Hey, the church has always been persecuted, ain't it, Brother Adam? Matter of fact, persecution helps the church. Thank God for it. Matter of fact, there's a member here told me, I think last week, he said, Pastor, I met somebody down where I work, and they said, y'all got a strict preacher down there, ain't you? And then she said this, y'all got a pretty strict church out there, pretty strict people, ain't you? He said, hon, this Bible's pretty strict. So I just want to go on the record and tell you we trying to have church down in Battle, Georgia, and the White House has nothing to do with the Holy Ghost. I'm glad we can still go after the Spirit. Boy, I want to go after Him every chance I get. When He's telling me to do something, I want to know more. And until He gives me further directions, I don't want to go no further. I'm telling you, honey, the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. He makes no mistake. He's never lied to me yet. The Holy Ghost has always told me the truth. If I just follow Him, He'll help you out of every situation. Thank God I'm in a church where the Holy Ghost has free course to operate. And I'll go and hit this tonight. You better look in your Bible. The Bible says heaven is a loud place. I don't like that loud preaching. Well, you like loud ball games and loud rock music. Why don't you like loud preaching? The Holy Ghost must not live in you. You must not be going after the Spirit of God.
Amen.
He gives us a new desire. Look, when I get home, I'm not even going to look down. I don't even know where I'm going with this sermon, not where I thought I was. I'm going to turn to 307, Brother Mark, Brother Michael. I'm going to watch the Outdoor Channel. But while I'm at church, I'm going after spiritual things. Jesus said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I'll receive you unto myself. Boy, I guarantee you the Holy Ghost will never take you to the world. But it always take you to His Son. And so that Bible says He's put in us a new desire. Boy, if you was to tell me that a good time would go to some preaching service and stay there all day and all night, I said, my goodness, you're really hurting for something to do. But I'm telling you, when the Spirit of God come to live in me, He put a new desire in my heart. And I thank God for it. A new dominion. I'm in Christ. A new deliverance. I've been made free. Thank God. It ought to dawn on you that you're free from Baptists. Some of y'all Baptists got you, for Jesus got you. Where in this Bible does it tell you not to shout? Where in this Bible does it tell you not to go to a church where there's not preaching? I preached this morning on that ladder God will hand you to get you out of a place. Well, some people don't realize God's got them a ladder even to get them out of some dead churches. But I'm going to stay there with Mama and Papa because they put the carpet in the place. And by the way, it's green and it's shag. And they done had 9 conferences, but nobody would get together enough to change the carpet out. Boy, new deliverance. I'm glad I've been delivered from religion. There's nothing like Christ. What the Bible says there about that deliverance. He says, for what the law could not do. All the law could do is show me how weak I was. Paul said the law was our schoolmaster. Boy, aren't you glad though the gospel tells a different story. He says, by grace through faith are you saved. If you live by the law, you'll die by the law. But you know what I'm glad the Holy Ghost allowed me to do is accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and now I live by grace everywhere I go. And you know what? This is amazing. That desire will be put in your heart to live right. That law, those laws still live in my heart. Thou shalt not steal. Every time I do, I'm convicted. Thou shalt not lie. Every time I do, I get convicted. I played golf this week with a boy. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Preacher ain't supposed to play golf and have a life, is he? I forgot about that. But you know, something so minor, even when I sometimes want to cheat a little bit. Oh, I know none of y'all never want to cheat none, do you? I mean, every time, Brother Dylan, when nobody's looking, and I say, now, you know, well, it's not count that. But the Holy Ghost said, write it down. Boy, He put something in you that is different, friend. Boy, a new desire to try to do right and act right and be right. And it is all of my heart tonight to do everything that He wants us to do. And so the Bible says that He has made us free from the law. What the law couldn't do, grace has. Thank God we're saved by grace. Nobody here is going to live by the law and go to heaven. There's none good. No, not one. I asked you, do you live by the law of every jot and title? Oh, yes, preacher. Well, you just broke it then because you lied. But I'm glad He said, for by grace are you saved through faith. It is a gift, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Boys, put that new desire in us. And then, in verse number 9, you'll notice there's a new dwelling in us. He said, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. Boy, think about that. A new dwelling. Watch what He says now. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so, that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, in the Old Testament times, the Holy Ghost came upon men. But in the dispensation of the church age, by grace, now He lives in men. And so God will dwell in you. Now, watch about. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of His. You know what He said? In Bowden vernacular, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to heaven. Now, this is what He says. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 9. For we are laborers together. It ain't no biggins, it ain't no littlins. Now, I want to say something. I've got one of the best outlines God's ever given me. Do you want to hear it or are you ready to go home? I don't want to waste it. If you want a little more preaching, I'll try to be done. 15th. Do we want preaching and you're ready to go home? I don't want to bore nobody. Now, the Bible said we're laborers together with God. You see that? It ain't your way, it ain't my way. It's His way. We labor with God. You're God's husbandry. You're God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder. I've laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereon. Verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Let me ask you something. Are you a walking church? Look what the Bible said. He says this. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Now, I want to say this. There's a temple defined. Now, I want to say that God's in charge of the construction of the temple. In Matthew 16:18, He said, if on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God's building a church, and it's upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Now, He's the master builder. Now this temple, let me tell you something, this temple. If we are a temple of God, if we are a church house, it ought to be some characteristics of us and this church house. Look what the Bible said. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? Matter of fact, Stephen got stoned because they brought this subject up. He said, hey boy, God don't dwell in buildings. God dwells in humans. And you pet lovers, He don't dwell in dogs and horses. He dwells in humans. Now, Jesus is the chief cornerstone. In 1 Peter chapter number 2, boy, you talking about a place to build your life, young couples. 1 Peter 2 and verse number 6, the Bible says, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on Him shall not be confounded. Now, Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. He said, I'm going to put something in the corner and attach everything to it, because the chief cornerstone is the most important stone in the building. If it's off, everything's off. If you're off on Christ, everything's off. We're in Christ. You can't tell me that I've sinned tomorrow and lost tomorrow. Listen to you, preacher. I'm in Christ. I can't get out of Christ. I'm in this thing. In Christ. And He's in me. I'm saved to the day of redemption. We're hooked to the chief cornerstone. Then Ephesians 2:19, it has a foundation. And the apostles laid that foundation. There are no more apostles in the day we live. If they're apostles, why aren't they raising the dead? Ephesians 2, verse 19, I'm going to give you some doctrine. I'm going to give you something to help you. Hold on with me. Now, therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens of the saints and the household of God. You're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. Now, we are a temple. And we see the construction, the Master's plan. Upon this rock He'll build His church, He said. And by the way, He didn't build it on the Baptists. We're Baptists by conviction and belief. We believe that our doctrine is as close as anything in the New Testament teaches. Somebody say amen right there. The Master's plan, its cornerstone and its foundation. The apostles have laid that foundation. Matter of fact, the only way that you could have been apostles to see the resurrected Lord. Paul seen Him in Acts chapter number 9 on the Damascus Road. The apostles are gone. I hear boys advertising, apostle so-and-so, apostle this, apostle, and prophetess this, and prophetess that. Does that make a woman preacher instead of reverend, reverendness? Why don't them people that's mixed up on their doctrine take reverend off the sign if they got sister so-and-so and put reverendness? I hope you look at me like you upset. How can anybody pastor a church being the husband of one wife being a woman? If that offends you, see you, we need the room. I'm teaching my people what's right. Amen. Now, the apostles are gone. We're to build on the foundation. This is what this Bible said. Watch if you would. And I want you to think about what Paul was telling us. He said we better watch how we build. Because if we don't watch how we build, it's going to be burned up with fire. And we're going to suffer loss. But now I'm hurdling and I'm getting along. There is the construction of the temple. Number two, there are the courts of the temple. Now when we think of the temple, we ought to think of number one, sacrifice. There were some things in the court of the old temple that happened and one was sacrificed. As you, a temple, as a child of God, is there any sacrifice going on in you? Sacrifice hurts. Sacrifice is this. When your grand young'uns or your grandmama comes to see the grandbaby Sunday evening at 5 o'clock, you say, listen, hon, come to church with us. Sacrifice is parking the boat on Sunday and doing your job being at the house of God. Some didn't get that sermon this morning. It's setting room in here tonight. But I probably offended somebody. Now Romans 12 and verse number 1 talking about there ought to be a sacrifice. Ought to be sacrifice. Now look what God says in Romans 12. And if the Holy Ghost lives in you, you are the temple of God. Now He says in Romans 12, 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Watch this, which is your reasonable service. He said, I ain't asking no more out of you. He said, just present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now listen, if you're the temple of God, is there any sacrifice happening in you? I mean, it's easy to serve Jesus in the choir when it's a singing like our choir. It's easy to serve God in here with a wild, crazy preacher. What about out yonder Wednesday night? I got folks text me all the time, "Preacher, we can't make it. We want to be there. We just can't make it." Well, thank God they text and I know where they are. Amen. It takes sacrifice, and it's our reasonable service. You see that reasonable? He said, "I ain't asking no more out of you. Sacrifice." So if we are a temple, it ought to be some sacrifice. In John 5:39, it ought to be some worship. John 5:39. I don't understand when worship breaks out, you don't respond to worship. Now that would really concern me. There's loud trumpets and soft trumpets. Everybody ain't got to run and cry and shout like I do. But you ought to worship. In John 5 and verse number 39, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think that you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." When the Spirit of God comes in, you ought to respond to the Spirit of God lives in you. Amen. And then the outer courts had beauty, didn't it? 1 Corinthians 6 and verse number 20. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse number 20. I read my Bible the other day, "Where exercise profiteth little." Thank God for fat people. Somebody say amen right there. Look like if a good breeze come by, you'd have to put a rock in your pocket. It's going to blow you across the road. Y'all eating that fat-free mayonnaise, going to die on that stuff. Get you something good. Get some of that old lard. If you're going to do it right. Amen. Make you some biscuits with some lard in it. Make you some gravy. I like what Brother Dean said. He said these motels, he goes to them workout rooms, gets him two gravy and biscuits, and he sits there through the glass watching them ride their bicycles. There ought to be some beauty. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse number 20. Watch this. "For you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." It ought to be some beautiness. And I'm going to tell you what, boys. It ain't what's on the outside that matters. It's what's on the inside. Thank God I've got a woman that's very pleasant to look at. But honey, on the inside of her, it is unimaginable the beauty that lives inside of my wife. Some of you boys on your wife about be this big around. Why ain't you that big around? Hey, look up here. We got preaching tonight. You what? You don't look like you come out of an Esquire magazine. You say it. You ain't got a muffin top. You got a pound cake. Hallelujah! Amen. Hallelujah! With your spirit, we ought to beautify this temple by our spirit. Some of y'all look like a Doberman Pinscher. The court had beauty. We ought to have a spirit on us that is a spirit of worship and a spirit of sincerity and a spirit of humility and a spirit of love and kindness and compassion. And then I'm going to tell you what this other court had. It had holiness. Our temple ought to be a holy place. It was a place of separation. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, the Bible says this. He says, young ladies, verse 14, "Young man, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness?" Verse 17. Verse 16. "What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I'll dwell in them and walk in them, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith. Could you imagine if Paul the Apostle walked in a Baptist church and seen what was going on in entertainment in these places tonight? You listen to me. I'm not being a mean preacher. I'm preaching the Word of God. The church has never been intended to be the world. If our temple is the temple of God, there ought to be some holiness about us. If the God of this Bible, which is holy, lives in us, it ought to be some holy things going on in us. That's the construction. That's the courts. And then there's conducts that happen at our temple. And I'm going to tell you what conducts are. There's preaching. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 2, I want to ask you, in your temple, is there any preaching coming out of you? Now, if we're the temple of God, it ought to be some word coming out of us. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 2. Now watch your Bible. For as much as you're manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. Verse 2. Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. They may not read their Bible this week, but they're going to read what you're saying. Don't you go down there to that Liberty Baptist Church. I hear y'all have preach. I hear y'all got worship. What are you doing that? And by the way, some of y'all ought to go and enjoy going to church here. They done seen your car here. Quit hiding. You want to wait till it's dark before you turn out. Preaching. If the temple's got preaching, God wants word coming out of us. Any word coming out of you? And then we got praying in the temple. Is there any prayers coming out of you? The Bible said pray without ceasing. Are there any prayers coming out of you? I remember one time one of our members got hurt at work. I was off someplace then in business. I remember I was in a motel room in Montgomery, Alabama. His brother David. He called and said, "Preacher, I know you can't get to me." But said the family said, you need to pray. I fell down on my bed, Brother Mike. And I realized right then, I never know when I need to pray. And I better keep my life tuned up so I can pray. Brother Gerald, thank God sometimes you give me a text, "Preacher, I prayed for you." That means a lot to me. But I want to ask you something. If God lives in you and He says we're the temple of God, is there any praying coming out of you? And then the temple of God had praising. Is there any praise coming out of you? Boy, we ought to throw our little hands up to God. God's been good to us, folks. You know, it don't take you long. Look over yonder at Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Look how merciful God was to Bowden, Georgia. These people over there ain't got nothing. Our church sent money over there just to buy people cups to pour water in and put food in plates. We were spared by the mercy and grace of God. It's a thousand wonders we not in some type of pavilion or schoolhouse tonight and our church off the map. I guarantee you there were some better folks lost their houses than what me and you are. And you can't even throw your little hand up. When you can't even say, "Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. God, thank you for blessing me. God, thank you for saving me. God, thank you for sparing me. God, thank you for it." I preached the other Sunday on what God's saying in the storm. I tell you what He's saying. God is jealous. And honey, let me tell you, if this Holy Ghost lives in you, it ought to be some praise coming out of you. He said, "We're the temple." All right, now I close with this. Not only the construction of the temple, the courts of the temple, and the conducts of the temple, but there are some characteristics of the temple. And I think we can relate to these. Number one, If it's God's house, why ain't He home? Ephesians 2, verse 21. Ephesians 2, verse 21. He says, "In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth to a holy temple of the Lord." Now watch your Bible, verse 22. "In whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit." Let me tell you something, honey. God didn't build this Spirit for the devil to live in it. God didn't build this temple for the Spirit to live in it. He built this temple for Him, a habitation of God. When He saved me, He made a temple in me. He made a place for God to be. Now you say, "I'm saved, I'm going to heaven." Does God live in you? If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's not. I'm not here to confuse nobody. I'm hoping a light comes on. I'm trying to be sure you get into heaven tonight. And you know what a lot of people's done? All they know to do. They've done what somebody said to do, but nobody's never took the Word of God and showed them what to do. I'm not asking you, did you join the church? I'm asking you, does the Spirit of God live in you? I'm not asking you, have you been baptized? I'm asking you, does the Spirit of God live in you? The temple, we call it God's house. We say a lot of times, we don't know why they call that God's house. He ain't home. Well, if you're God's house, why ain't God at home? Let me ask you something. Somebody big as God the Father, God the Son, the God the Holy... Now, you ask my wife. You ask her this. I've made my share of mistakes in 31 years. But you ask this girl after church. Ask her what happened to Ken Bowman in 1981, that August day when he got saved. I tell you what she'll tell you. His world changed. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old thing. Now, some of you young, you may have got saved when you was young. Thank God you wasn't a prodigal. He kept you from all that. You ought to shout double about that tonight. But let me tell you something. If you made a profession of faith, you say God saved you. Does He live in you? Does He live in you? I can't do what I used to. He's in there talking to me. He's in there grieving me, convicting me. I got thinking about something. I've done told you everything but my shoelaces. I'm not going to tell you this. I was thinking, Brother Gerald, getting ready for this sermon tonight. Brother Gerald, I was thinking, and I'm ashamed to tell you that, but I'm just going to tell you how God is. I'm just telling you how it is, friend. If God lives in you, I'll guarantee you, your life will change. I know you can be carnal. But there comes a time in your life that you've got to realize, does God really live in me? If it's God's house, why ain't He home? Number two, if we have holiness in the church, we think it's a disgrace to have a drunk party in the church. Well, why ain't it a disgrace for you to do all them ungodly things you're doing in your temple? You'd have a fit if we done in this place what some of you are doing in your temple. Would we show a dirty movie in the church? Would we be setting up a deck of cards and gambling on the stairs? I tell you, if we was, we'd be saying shame on Liberty Baptist Church, wouldn't we? Brother Ken, you mean tell me y'all in a building program and you preaching like Ken? I sure am. I'm going to preach like a house fire. Holiness, separation. It's a place of holiness, a place of separation. Why ain't that going on in you? Matter of fact, you better read your Bible in Matthew 21 and verse number 12. I want you to look what Jesus done. Why, Jesus was a meek little fellow. He sure was meek, but He wasn't weak. Matthew 21, verse number 12. Jesus went in the temple of God and cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple. overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And he said, it's written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. But you've made it a den of thieves. There ought to be holiness. Is there holiness in you? Number three, Brother Buddy does a great job on his job at Liberty Baptist Church. He cleans the church. Is your temple clean? I wonder what they think, Brother Buddy, if we come in, all these bottles of Strohdy. Matter of fact, if you leave out of here tonight, it look like it. All your little pigs has been in a trough at your pew. Y'all didn't take it too good over there. I'll try it on this side. I don't know why y'all think you've got to bring a young'un a fruit basket to keep him in church. Dinner on the ground. Somebody bring some chicken a preacher eat, amen? Say, when I come by your pew, throw me a piece of chicken for the glory of God. Y'all reckon I ought to preach this at revival tomorrow night? I believe if it'll help our church, it'll help ours. But wouldn't that be something that we come in? Boy, wouldn't we bellyache and cry? Oh, Brother Buddy ain't doing his job. Look how filthy this place has got. I wonder what's going on in you. I wonder what kind of rubbish is laying in you ought to not be in you. Ain't you glad the Holy Ghost has got a broom and a dust rag? Get that out of your life, boy. It ain't no good for you. Sweep this out. Matter of fact, I don't know why any of y'all worrying about your neighbor. You ought to keep your own doorstep swept off. This is the biggest job in the church, is keeping this thing right. God, I love preaching. It's a cleaned house. Purity, sanctity. Look at 1 Thessalonians 4, verse number 1. I'll be closing now. 1 Thessalonians 4. Verse number 1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you receive of us how you ought to walk and please God, so you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. That word sanctification simply means purity. That ye should abstain from fornication. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. God's house is cleaned. Is your house clean? It's a meeting place with God. Does God meet with you? When we come here to expect to meet God, does God meet you? If you're the temple of God, does God meet with you? Sometimes, you know, the Bible says in John 14, He says, and He will manifest Himself to you. Sometimes just in a song in my vehicle, the Holy Ghost will just sweep through there. Let me know I'm a child. Well, sitting over there in my chair, the Holy Ghost comes by and He reminds me that I'm in the family of God. Does God meet with you? And I want to say lastly tonight about our temple. Many times it stands a silent witness among many other buildings. This church, you watch. When you come by here tonight, there's lights on the face of it. And you know what? There's some lights on us. And you know what? That this church, what it declares in this community amongst all other buildings, it's a silent witness. It's a church in the world. Are you a church in the world? Miss Jennifer, would you come tonight? I asked you to play something, sister. Are you a church in the world? Amongst all other buildings, this building stands. I guarantee you can ask anybody in this city, and you can ask them, where's Liberty Baptist Church? They say, oh, it's going toward Ramburn. It's out there on the left. Do you know why? Because it stands out among other buildings.
Do you stand out among other buildings? I'll tell you something tonight. I know I'm not where I probably could be, but I'm not where I used to be. What's God showed you tonight? Anything? My sister, play. I wonder, would you respond to the Spirit of God as He showed you anything in you tonight? Would you just simply respond to Him and say, "Preacher, I'm going to come pray. I want to know, does God really live in me? I want to know, does God really live in me?" And then, "Preacher, I know God lives in me, but preacher, I'm going to tell you, I need some cleaning up going on in my life. Preacher, preacher, they'll read me at work. Preacher, I'm not preaching much. I sure do need my life just to be a little closer. I wonder, are you the temple of God? Does people know that you're a building different than the other buildings that they're coming in contact with week after week after week? Do they? Oh, I know and I realize when a man like me gets saved, God turns his world upside down and folks know something happened to him. But let me tell you, that's made professions when you're little. Be sure God lives in you. Be sure He lives in you. And turn your light on. Let people know that you're the temple of God. The Holy Ghost lives in you. And boy, what a difference He ought to make in our lives.